This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the headlines that came out this week is that Americans are snacking too much. So apparently in the 1970s, maybe only 40% of the population would have a snack. Now it's above 90%. So people will go to the snack machine. They didn't have snack machines in the 70s. I don't think so. I mean, yeah, they had chips and they had Hostess and things like that, but they were a lot harder to get. Now, all you see is snacks. I mean, when you go and buy gas, or when you are at Walmart and or at the grocery store and at the checkout counter, there's all these snacks. And so when we look at the obesity epidemic, you know, a lot of people don't attribute our snack culture, right? You know, we're all about the snacks, the chippies and the soda pop and the frappuccinos. And, you know, we get hungry and we grab something. If there's a cookie in the break room, we'll have the cookies. I love cookies. Love cookies. So, yeah, I cannot keep away from the cookies, you can tell. Love the cookies. And I've had my own theory on the obesity crisis. I think the reason why we got obese is we stopped smoking. You know, women would keep themselves skinny, because they would grab a cigarette when they felt hungry. And I was never a smoker, but my guess is if every time I saw a cookie and I didn't want to reach for it, I grabbed a cigarette, I think I'd be super skinny right now. So thank God we, you know, fought the tobacco crisis. Unfortunately, now, you know, when we're hungry, we eat. So this idea that maybe us being snackers fueled the obesity crisis, I'll go with that. I'll buy it. But I think we need to take it a step further. I think snacking is a big problem. One, if you have, you know, the crap calories, right? The empty calories, the sugary calories, the fat calories. But it's also a problem if you're also eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All right? So if you're having breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then in between you're also snacking, your calorie load is too much. Now, how many calories are adults supposed to have? See, kids, it could range anywhere as a baby to, like, I don't know, 1,000 to, you know, a few thousand, like 3,500 for like these teenage boys. It's really hard with kids, depending on their growth and their activity pattern. For adults, they kind of come up with this range, which I really don't buy, where women shouldn't eat more than 2,000 calories a day. Please, if I ate 2,000 calories a day, I'd really gain weight. I'm at about 1,200 to 1,500, and I'm still not losing weight. That's not, you know, but that's just for maintenance. 12 to 1,500 is for my maintenance. And then for guys, 2,500. Calories a day. Honestly, there's a wider range. But that's kind of a number to shoot for. Women shouldn't eat more than 2,000 calories a day. Guys, 2,500. Although I would really kind of knock that down a little bit if you guys could. So what ends up happening is, well, a lot of people skip breakfast, which is really bad for you. I think the breakfast skippers are the ones that get diabetes, and they're the ones that really have obesity. Me, I've always needed breakfast. That's why I was always slim. I always kept my weight down because I ate breakfast. Don't know what the hell happened years later, but I love breakfast. And breakfast should be a bigger meal. But what ends up happening is people will skip meals. They'll snack and go, okay, well, lunchtime is lunchtime. So that's when I'll eat a lunch. That's when the boss lets us go. That's when we have time to eat. So that's when I'm going to eat. Well, the human body doesn't work that way. If the human body is hungry at 10:45 or at 1:15, then that's when you should eat. You should eat a little bit. And same thing with dinner. I mean, it'll be like 4:30, and I might have had a small lunch, breakfast I already burned through, just worked out, and I'm hungry. And I'm like waiting for dinner. And the longer I wait, the more I'm like, okay, now it's going to be a big dinner. Well, no. If I'm hungry at 4:30, I should then eat a little something at 4:30 and just not have a dinner concept. So, you know, if you go back to caveman days, what did we do? Did we have tea and, you know, morning tea and pre-tea and breakfast and brunch? And no. You got up, you were hungry, you drank the goat milk or the cow milk or whatever. Babies would drink the breast milk. Then you would go and grab some nuts or whatever the hell was on the plants. If mom or dad caught a zebra, you get to feast having that meat. And yeah, there might have been certain feasts and parties that happened at night. But the idea of breakfast, lunch, and dinner only kind of happened in the last few centuries. And I wonder if now it's outdated. It's moot because the way we do things now is very snack-oriented. Also, a lot of us don't have the typical 8-to-5 job. We have different jobs. And so I find myself not really eating lunch. I you know, for years I didn't eat lunch. But the problem with that is the reason why I gained weight is because then I would have a bigger dinner. Okay, well, screw that concept completely. Just if I'm hungry, right, like I got like my carrots and things like that, which I just spilled on me, you know, then eat a couple carrots. Every time I'm hungry, grab a carrot or drink a bottle of water. Yes, you could have meal time with the family. I think that's great. But the problem is if your biggest meal of the day is dinner, then that's where you're going to take in most of your calories. If you go to sleep within 2 hours, turns to fat easier. We need to change that concept. Now, I understand that the American family has been breaking up. And people attribute our lack of dinner time to that. Dinner time is when you would talk with the family and sit down and all that. Well, yeah, that worked in the olden days when you would burn the calories off and you weren't sitting there watching TV after dinner. I mean, you would go out for a walk, you'd play some football or whatever. Nowadays, no, I don't think we could do that concept anymore. Why don't you sit down and talk to the kids without food being in front of you? You know? I mean, so whoever is having trouble losing weight, you know, retrain that whole breakfast, lunch, and dinner concept. Talk to your boss and say, look, okay, I need to be able to eat at my desk. All right, you know, my doctor wants me taking in regular little bits of food every couple hours. To me, I think a really healthy, you know, structure would be 6 a.m., 10 a.m., 2 p.m., 6 p.m. And eating a little bit that way. I know some of you guys are on the fasting diet where you just eat between 12 and 8. Fine, if that works for you, fine. But for those of us that want to avoid diabetes and don't want to stress out our pancreas and help metabolize things a little better, eating little mini meals, I think, is the healthiest. That's how Weight Watchers does it. That's how a lot of diets do it, eating multiple little times a day. So, I don't know, that's my humble opinion. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Myra wants to know, how many calories do you burn at work? Now, I'd like a little bit more details. Are you standing all day or are you sitting? All right, because there's a little bit of a difference here, and I'm looking this up now. In terms of how many calories you burn sitting at your desk, Cosmopolitan came up with, now hold on, I'm having a little issue with my computer. It looks like it's getting hijacked. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. It's shaking. I'm not really too sure what's going on here because I have some numbers for you guys. They say if you're sitting at your desk and you're about 155 pounds, you could burn 102 calories an hour. Now, that's not bad because that means you're burning 800 calories. But remember, your average body, you know, metabolism, you are going to burn X amount of calories, right? You're you know, because you have to breathe. Your brain uses about 20% of your calories. Brain uses 20% per day. So if you, let's say, eat 2,000 calories, that's 400 calories are being burned by your brain alone. So that's kind of no shock there. But I also saw a statistic that just by typing, you burn about 41 calories an hour. Now, I type a lot. I mean, I type reports. So get this. This is interesting. They say a 155-pound person burns, a 125-pound person burns 41 calories per half hour. That's according to a Harvard health study. A 155-pound person burns 51 calories typing for a half hour. If you're 185 pounds, you burn 61 calories every half hour, which technically means you could be burning about 120 calories for typing and working at your desk. Now, what about surfing the computer? Surfing the computer is less if you're not, you know, if you do a couple clicks and then you sit. So why is typing on a computer such an aerobic activity? Well, it's not an aerobic activity. We really wouldn't count it as such. But basically what's happening is you have to have a posture. You have to have a sort of demeanor. You need a, you need to have your back arched a certain way. You need to keep holding your head up. And keeping posture seems to, you know, promote sort of your recruitment of muscles. Now, of course, you know, swimming, running, those have different exercise per calories. I think swimming is about 300 calories an hour. Running could be anywhere from 120 to 400, depending on your speed. And so, you know, it all varies. It also all varies, depends on how much muscle you have. But I really think we need to look at it and as a science or an art on how to lose weight while being at work. There was a report that if you're standing at work, you actually burn more than when you're sitting. And so standing at work will actually burn more calories because you have to use more energy. This one study, researchers looked at energy expended during the time spent sitting, lying, or standing to 55 healthy adults. The average age of the volunteers was 21.7 years old. 69% of them were female. And they used indirect calorimetry to measure energy expenditure in each of the positions, sitting, standing, and lying down. And I guess they found it to be the most accurate and sensitive way of measuring your energy use non-invasively without sticking needles in you. And they found that in general, standing uses more energy than sitting or lying down. Well, that kind of makes sense. So, you know, we really need to figure out if we have these 8 to 9 hour a day jobs, how we can burn our energy more. Lifting weights, apparently you burn about 90 calories an hour. Aqua aerobics, 120 calories an hour. Walking at 4.5 miles an hour is about 150 calories burned. Swimming is about 180. I apologize. Swimming is 180 calories burned. And, oh, actually 30 minutes. These are 30 minutes. Lifting weights is 90 for 30 minutes. Aqua aerobics, 120 per 30 minutes. Walking 4.5. See, I don't work out for 30 minutes. I work out for an hour. So that's how I look at the hour. Sorry. Swimming is about 180. You multiply that, you're at 360 an hour. There, that makes sense. Running at 6 miles an hour, you burn about 300 calories per half hour. Computer work, that's where they got the 41 per half hour, or about 80 to 100 calories per hour of work. Now, somebody had asked me a year ago, how many calories do you burn when you sleep? Now, according to Medical News Today, you burn about 19 calories per 30 minutes. And somebody had also asked, should they sweat in their sleep? Should they have the room hot so they sweat, and do you burn calories when you sweat? You do. You do burn calories when you sweat. And I remember working out, you know, when I was younger, I always finished my sweat. You know, I didn't just jump right into the shower. I wanted to wait for my body to cool off because you lose a lot of, you know, you burn a lot of energy trying to cool your body down after a workout. The problem with sweating while you sleep is then you don't sleep very well. So you kind of need to have the room cooler. And there's an argument that you actually burn more calories being cold at night because you shiver. Your body has to work to keep you warm. So if you're on the cold side, you're going to lose more weight. Now, I don't know if they've had a study on people living in hotter climates versus people living in colder climates. Because people would think, well, if you're in colder climates, you have to stay warmer, so you're going to be skinnier. And people in the cold are skinnier than people out in the heat. There's also this idea that, well, people live in the cold, have to shovel snow, so they exercise more. People out in the sun hang out by the beach. But on the flip side, if you live in, you know, the northern states, and it's cold, and you're indoors for most of the state, most of the months, you're not getting out and exercising. Whereas I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, the weather is about to get really nice in this next month or two. And so we are able to do a lot of outdoor stuff until after Thanksgiving. Whereas the rest of the country is kind of locked up in their house because of the cold. In fact, I heard Utah already got its first snow. Utah got its first snow and it's September. So I saw pictures of it. I was like, wow. So, moving south or north, I don't think will help. All right. So if we're looking at losing weight at work, what do you do? Well, we just talked about the previous hour. You know, don't just, you know, snack and then have a big, huge lunch at lunchtime, then get tired, and then for energy, drink soda pop or diet soda, and then snack some more, 3-4, and then go home and eat dinner. That doesn't work. What you need to do is make sure you have allowances for where you can eat and snack on healthy food. Lunch should be small. Lunch should be the size of a snack. I would rather you snack throughout the day healthy stuff. And then you need to figure out how to exercise while at your desk. So one thing you could do is you could put a little post-it note on your desk reminding you to suck in your stomach. Now, whenever we suck in our stomach, we suck in our stomach like we're all doing now. And then we're going to, like, forget about it in a few seconds. But if you still see that reminder, it reminds you to suck in your stomach. Well, if you're sucking in your stomach and tightening your stomach muscles 15 times a day, you're going to be building muscle. The other thing I do a lot is I do a lot of leg tapping and leg lifts while I sit at a desk. You can also strap weights to them. And you could sit there and, you know, people will think you're jittery. But no, you're just kind of exercising. You're lifting your legs while you got some weights. You could also add weights to your ankles and to your arms. So while you are typing and working, you have more resistance. I have weights in my studio. So during my breaks, I could sit there and lift some 5 or 10 pound weights and do a little bit of resistance training while I'm on my breaks. And then, of course, get up and stretch. Now, another thing that I think will help lose weight that a lot of us don't do, but Apple phones remind us, or our Apple Watch reminds us, is take big deep breaths. Now, I don't know if you remember the Jane Fonda workout tapes. I did, because we had to use them when we taught aerobics. And so Jane Fonda would be like, okay, and breathe in, and breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. And yoga, you have to do a lot of breathing. In fact, in a lot of workouts, spin classes, things like that, they remind you to breathe. Oxygenation helps metabolism. Lack of oxygen slows metabolism. So breathe more. Take big, deep breaths. And I know, you know, you want to save the air and we don't have enough trees and the Amazon rainforest is burning. Listen, okay, I would rather you, you know, use the air. Take deeper breaths. It's okay. We got plenty of air. If not, add some extra plants to your desk so you're making more air. Oxygen. But take in bigger, deep breaths. Get in more oxygen. And taking in bigger, deep breaths uses muscles too. You could also Kegel, where you're kind of strengthening your pelvic muscles. So there's a lot of things you could do at the desk, I would do. All right? But get up, stretch, and get that circulation going. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
9/11 remembrances were held in Lower Manhattan, Western Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon, where President Trump and the First Lady took part. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
184 people died when one of four hijacked airliners slammed into the Pentagon that day, 18 years ago. President Trump placed a wreath at the Pentagon's 9/11 memorial and then said in his remarks,
"We do not seek conflict. But if anyone dares to strike our land, we will respond with the full measure of American power and the iron will of the American spirit. And that spirit is unbreakable."
The president was joined at that ceremony by Defense Secretary Mark Esper and Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford.
Over 50 million Americans are dealing with record heat and humidity from Houston to Charlotte, North Carolina. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right. Maybe. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hal writes on Facebook, quote, "Never forget gets me so mad." He writes, "With all our political correctness, we are forgetting, and I'm tired of where this country is going." So, you know, obviously we're, you know, today observing the September 11th memorials, and when we see the pictures, we get mad. I mean, I'm furious. I woke up today just beside myself, and it's you know, one of the worst days in my awake history. And, you know, we've had a lot of tragedies that have happened, you know, throughout our lifetime, but September 11th was the biggest in mine. And, you know, for my parents, it would have been September 11th and, you know, World War II and things like that. But the pictures that are up, you know, you see a lot of pictures on Facebook of the Twin Towers. We should not also don't forget Pennsylvania, the Pentagon, as well. we see the phrase never forget, just like we use with the Holocaust, which I'm a fan of. I'm fine with that. The never forget, I'm fine with that. We were attacked. People died. We shouldn't forget. I'm fine with that. Donald Trump had issued a warning to terrorists who would attack the U.S. again. Said if for any reason they come back to our country, we will go wherever they are and use power, the likes of which the United States have never used before. I know people are upset about that, but I'm fine with that. Yeah, don't mess with us. There was an attempt on the World Trade Center years before the World Trade Center attacks happened. And our political correctness and our being, you know, more doves pervaded then. I mean, nothing has changed. With World War II, the U.S. knew of the atrocities that was going on with the Germans. But again, they didn't really get involved until 1942 or the end of 41. So, you know, our approach to attacks and to terrorism and to tyrants, you know, hasn't really changed much. I understand everybody is, I don't want to say everybody, but a lot of people are kind of frustrated with, you know, the way we do things now, where we kind of kit and glove things. We don't teach kids how to, you know, fight and defend themselves. And it's all, well, let's go to the teacher, have the teacher figure this out. And I get how people think we're starting to wussify America. I get that. But the reason why the concept of political correctness, you know, has to pervade is because we can't be reactive in terms of, okay, there was somebody of different descent than us. So anybody of that descent is a bad guy. You know, we're smarter than that. You know, we're humans. We're bright. You know, just because a man flew the plane into the World Trade Center doesn't mean we become anti-man. Right? So, you know, if somebody of Scottish origin did something really bad to somebody, we don't boycott Scotland. You know, and so we understand that people act independently. Yes, this group, possibly led by Mohammed Atta, you know, was representing Al-Qaeda, was representing Osama bin Laden, who took credit for this. And it made us want to fight an entity, which is then what brought us, you know, into the next stage of our foreign policy. And when you are attacked as a human or as a country, you do need to focus your efforts. It's all a part of the grieving process. You know, at first, when it happens, you're in shock. You're in denial. You're like, no, that didn't happen. I'm seeing things with my eye. I'm making things up. That didn't happen. And then when it happens, you're devastated. And then you turn around, you bargain, going, please, please turn back the clock, please turn back the clock. And then you get angry, and you want revenge, and you turn that passion into anger. We have to be very, very careful during that time. Be very careful. I mean, when the World Trade Center attacks happened, not only did they blame Muslims, but they blamed, conspirators, they blamed Wall Street, they blamed Jews. There were all sorts of conspiracy theories. They blamed architects. They blamed Russia, I think. I mean, they blamed everybody. And I mean, as a doctor, I understand why the blame game happened, because people wanted answers. They were mad. And the reason why you turn it into anger is because you want to prevent it from happening again. You want to make sure something like that never happens. Fool me once, right? Then fool me twice. You know, we don't want shame on me. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We don't want to ever become victims again. So how we as humans think is, if there is an entity that did this to us, we annihilate that entity. Well, there was a terrorist group that laid claim. Osama bin Laden was apparently killed multiple times throughout the following decade. Still don't know what the hell happened. They said they finally got him, even though there were reports that he died multiple times before. Maybe it was some other person who was pretending to be Osama bin Laden, so we kept having different Osama bin Ladens. I don't know. But it helped America have that focus, have that image, have that common enemy. The problem is, when these terrorist attacks happen, or rapes happen or shootings. There was just a stabbing right now, I think, in Tallahassee. Right? It's different folks every time. It's not just the same group of people. And so we can't say that we're going to stop all crime by barring a demographic from entering our country. What could we lessen certain attacks? Well, that's debatable. That's for the CIA and FBI to figure out. If they've been thwarting multiple attacks, which I believe they have, some of them get publicized, some don't, and it seems to be from a same core group from a country, well, then maybe we do need to think about that, but then you need to educate the public on that. But if, you know, the average stabber or school shooter is of a different demographic each time, right, we can't just say, okay, we're going to just ban, you know, all Scottish or German or Norwegian descent or white or Hispanic or Muslim or Jew. And that's the same concept we're, you know, elaborating on when it comes to gun violence. Just banning all the guns is not going to stop the gun violence. People will still get their hands on guns. People will still try to stab, use a car, whatever. But this last lady's killing was stabbing. So this knee-jerk reflex to just, okay, you know what, we're going to, you know, just, destroy the enemy, even if there's innocent people, you know, as innocent bystanders, that's not the right answer. Now, when, though, something like this happens, and while we're trying to figure things out, I am for, you know what, guys, let's just shut the borders temporarily. Just let's figure out what the hell is going on. We are under attack. And I think while we are trying to figure things out, we are allowed to go, guys, let's just halt. Just, you know, a lot of times when bad things happen, you just need the world to stand still. And with something like this, it had to. The world did stand still. We didn't know what to do. We were holding our children. We were like, oh my God, where do we go? What do we do? Where's the next target? And so if we are under attack and it is war, different rules do apply. And if we don't know where the next enemy is coming from, or there is a flow of people coming in where enemies are in, you know, are like wolves in sheep's clothing, we do have a right to protect ourselves. And so that's the frustration Hal and other people have is, you know, they see September 11th, you know, we let people into our country, they hung out in Vegas, they hung out in multiple states, then they grabbed our planes and they killed us. So, you know, if people have a more isolationist sentiment, I understand that. Because, you know, you want to protect yourself. So, it is frustrating. And that's what today is all about. Being frustrated, being ticked. But it should also be about, you know, loving and honoring those who gave their lives. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm really interested in the economy and automation and all the changes that are happening. And I'm always surprised because every time I walk into a new store, I see more kiosks. You see kiosks everywhere, which, by the way, if you're looking for a business to be into, be in the kiosk business, because I guess that's, like, you know, the biggest thing now. And I guess McDonald's now is going to do a little bit more from an automation standpoint. They're doubling down on their AI, and they are using voice tech to improve their interactive menus. They are going to roll out this voice tech called, I guess, Apprente. They are AI-powered menus at hundreds of their locations. And the menus can suggest items based on the time of day, weather, and other factors. And what they want is for people to want to use the computer. So I've walked into McDonald's with kiosks, and I don't like them. I don't go up to the kiosk. I don't want to touch something somebody else touched. I think it takes too long to order my food. It's easier to just talk than type for me. So I have never used a McDonald's kiosk. So the next big push in industry is the psychology of getting you to want to use a kiosk or computer. Because remember, these companies don't want to pay the increase in minimum wages and the high labor costs. So they are going to want you to be more computer savvy. They're going to have drive-through menus, mobile app that are more self-serving, self-serve. McDonald's president CEO Steve Easterbrook said the latest acquisition will make it simpler and even more enjoyable for crew members to serve guests. Again, that's always the same. All these companies say this is going to free up time of our crew members so they could do more customer service. Yet, you know, and I know there's less staff, okay? So back in March, the company acquired Israeli digit startup Dynamic Yield with similar plans to improve the customer service using AI. Its AI menus can suggest items based on time of day, weather, recent trends, showing a hash brown alongside a cheeseburger, that kind of thing. And then the menus will be able to also suggest add-on items, like would you like some Minute Maid orange juice with that to go with your McMuffin? Would you like a cookie? Of course, the kids are like, yeah, cookie! So, they say, we're levering technology to improve and modernize the way we connect with customers. We're confident about the road ahead. So, McDonald's is going to have AI software to its apps, add it to its kiosks, and these menus are also going to go internationally. So, this, apparently, Taco Bell, now Wendy's doing breakfast sandwiches. McDonald's doesn't want to lose their you know, breakfast time. A lot of these places were 24 hours at one point, and then they had to cut that down. So a lot of places that used to be 24 hours, they stopped. But the automation takeover is something that I watch very closely, and, you know, that's just kind of a thing I've been fascinated about. But, you know, you still have a reluctancy, especially for some of us older folk. The younger people, they love tech. They're just, fine, I'll order my movie tickets online, scan my phone, I'll use my Apple Watch to pay. They love it. But us older people are old school. I'm like, I'd rather give you the cash. I don't really want my Apple Watch to be making business transactions for me. Us older folk are a little hesitant, and we should be. I think we've seen plenty of movies where the computers get hacked or somebody steals the money out of your bank account. Now, I have to be I'm naive, but I haven't really seen a lot of fraud and bank account emptying based on us now trusting computers. You know how many of us have credit card information on the computer? Which credit card would you like us to use? And we just click it. We would have never done that 5 years ago. And now we're like, well, you know, it makes it easier on us. And we haven't really seen bad false charges on our credit card. So for some reason, they've been keeping up on the security. The problem is it's a false sense of security. Because then we're like, well, I don't know. I'm, you know, not very, you know, hip on that. You start to relax a little bit. And then, unfortunately, that's when somebody can empty out the account. We haven't seen that yet, but I'm still being prepared for that. So as a middle-aged person, I would rather just give you the cash. I'd rather talk to a person. If I talk to a person, I feel like something's going to get done. I'm still overwhelmed by computers. And I also don't want to touch a screen that somebody else touched. But how are restaurants handling that? Okay, you touch your phone. Order your McDonald's or your fast food before you even get to the restaurant. Order it from your phone and it'll be ready for pickup. Well, a lot of people like that. Now, the other thing, too, that older people are struggling with, like me, is I'm at the point where I need reading glasses. And so I don't like to do a lot of stuff on my phone. I have my phone. I do a lot of stuff, but I really don't want to order dinner on my phone. But, you know, again, there's ways to, you know, big font, they're making it easier. So for any of you looking for a job, if you have you know, AI psychology or automation psychology, that sort of thing. How to get people to use the technology. I mean, but the McDonald's menus, I can't stand. I've been to too many. I do not like their kiosks. They need to make it easier. They need to also, and one thing from a psychology standpoint is you walk up to a kiosk and they should have something like, okay, burger. Right? So you pay, and big colors, not a lot of boxes. The problem is the bigger the menu, the bigger the, you know, the more problematic. But fine, burger, fries, whatever, meals. You hit that, you get to make the choice, you click the button, make it very easy, very simple, stick in your credit card and be done. So if I was a business, I wouldn't have a lot of small print. I wouldn't, you know, make you have to, you know, hit a lot of buttons. I would have a self-cleaning mechanism, you know, where we spray or something like that so that if you touch it, it's clean. But, you know, toilet seat covers are now becoming automated where they you walk in and it just automatically changes out the toilet seat cover for you. Those are really, really cool. Now, speaking of automation, all right, Apple, the latest with the Apple phone, there's a iPhone 11 Pro that's $999. There's a Pro Max for $1099 that apparently has three cameras. Then there's a regular iPhone 11 that's at $699. They have an upgraded watch, iPad, and then they have their Arcade and TV Plus. Products that are being launched. So Apple Arcade is going to launch September 19th, followed by Apple Arcade release on November 1. Apple also unveiled a 7th generation iPad. Their iPad is going to cost $329 with a 10.2-inch screen. They also have a new Series 5 watch with a new titanium color. Ooh, I like titanium. That's cool. But their iPhone 11, I don't know. I mean, it's iPhone 11. They got the Pro and the Pro Max. It'll either have a 5.8-inch or 6.5-inch display. They're at least a grand for your phone. They have three different cameras. They come in four colors, including a midnight green with a matte textured finish. They also have a new A13 Bionic chip. The company says it's the most powerful and most advanced series iPhone yet. Already pre-orders are, you know, showing a lot of interest. Apparently, pre-order, the devices hit the store September 20th. Yeah, they always have to do this, you know, before the whole Christmas season. And it has their 6th generation iPad. $329. I didn't really do well with the iPad. So I guess the new phone is just maybe a different display and more cameras. I don't really need that. I don't. I mean, maybe I should because I do have issues with taking selfies. I really need nicer selfies. But, you know, if you guys want to spend that kind of money, all the power to you. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.